Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Spending time with Captain Cook, thanks to the extremely careful work and very clear writing of Hampton Sides. The book is The Wide, Wide Sea. This is imperial ambition, the contest with Spain, with France, with other powers in Europe, claiming the vast Pacific and the search for the Northwest Passage that will give an enormous commercial advantage to the nation that finds it and uses it. Captain Cook's third voyage now has left Tahiti, well, part of Tahiti, the main island, the King George III Island. And they're stopping at a part of the Society Islands called Morea. It is still 1777 and late 1777, October. And the crew, especially the officers, have observed that this isn't the James Cook of the first two voyages, 1768 to 71 and 71 to 75, 72, 75. Man has changed. He's older. He's impatient. He's imperial. And yet, Hampton, James Cook at this point is keen on in retaining all the pieces of his ship. And the natives that he finds, the indigenous peoples, steal because their understanding of property is not anywhere close to what Europeans regard as property. Also, they're without iron. We've noticed that the Tahitians are fascinated with red feathers. Everybody else is fascinated with iron and also anything they can find that moves, they can steal. And we're on Morea. This is October of 1777. Cook is alarmed at a report that the Spanish have been here or might be coming back. And then a goat goes missing. What is the goat? What does it mean to Cook? We're looking at his personality now and how tired he was. What did he do about the goat?
So Captain Cook had a number of animals on board his ships, and he had these goats that had never, goats had never been seen before by the people of the Tahitian Islands. And, one of these goats, a nanny goat that was actually pregnant, goes missing. And we see this other side of Captain Cook. He flies into a rage. He can't believe, the insolence of these people. They've stolen this animal that had been intended for Mai. This was also a part of a larger scheme to have animals, English style farms all over the Society Islands. So the goat goes missing. Cook makes all sorts of threats. And then when the goat still does not appear, he goes on this scorched earth campaign, basically across the island, torching every hut, torching every canoe, and breaking up all the canoes that he finds along the way. And says, I will keep doing this until the goat shows up. It's like my kingdom for a goat. And Cook's officers can't believe his anger. It seems like he's blown this thing way out of proportion. He's never visited this kind of retribution on islanders before. And it goes on for a good number of days until finally the goat shows up. I guess you could say Cook's scheme worked in the end. He terrified these people. But Cook's you know, Cook's men are just saying, what is up? What is up with our captain? He's gone too far. He's going, you know, it's almost like, you know, Colonel Kurtz in Heart of Darkness. You know, it seems like we're seeing this whole other dark side of this great man.
You note in his diary or his logbook, this he calls it troublesome, unfortunate, and regretted. It's a full sentence. Are there other instances where he's self-aware of his own rage and he's embarrassed by it?
Yes. I mean, he writes quite well in that passage. As he's leaving Morea, he's understanding, hey, I really went over the brink here. I went over the edge. This was, you know, he knew that he'd gone too far, but he doesn't examine himself much further. Like, you know, ask the question, why? Why did I do that? Why? You know, and I think the other factor in all of this is Cook is thinking about Mai. He's thinking about Mai's property. And if people are going to just steal his stuff all the time, this whole experiment of bringing Mai to England and then bringing him back home with all these belongings, it's going to be a horrible failure and they're just going to steal all his stuff. So I think he thought, I got to make an example now of this theft to protect Mai's future.
Mai's future is the next island stop from Morea. These are the Society Islands. We go to Wahine, I believe that.
Yeah.
You can help me. Wahine Island.
Wahine is usually pronounced.
And this is where they're to leave Mai. Again, Mai has this idea of revenging his family's murder by warriors from Bora Bora. And that is not going to happen. He comes to terms with that. They build him a house. What is it that Cook wants for Mai? He's saying goodbye to him forever. You have a very careful scene where Mai throws his arms around Cook and weeps in his arms. Why? What was the attachment?
Yeah, sort of a father-son thing, sort of maybe older brother, younger brother kind of relationship. They were super close by this point. Mai was also fearful of what might happen to him. He knew that he wanted to fight and revenge his father's death by fighting the Bora Borans. He wondered and worried, I think, that he might not live very long. And he actually had a brief moment where he decided he wanted to go back to England. It was a very bittersweet and sad farewell. Cook knew that he would never see Mai again. And I guess Mai realized he would never see Cook again. And all the men on the ship by this point had grown to love this Polynesian man. And so it was a very sad moment where the ships sail off for Alaska and leave Mai to his fate.
And what is Mai's fate, or what is supposed happened to him?
Well, he did get into a conflict with the Bora Borans, just as he had hoped. He had muskets. He had all kinds of ammunition. He had all kinds of swords and knives, you know, metal. Here we go. Metal. This is the thing that the Tahitians and all the Society Islanders would crave so much, was anything with iron. And Mai had it. And apparently, at least in one battle, he was victorious, but ultimately did not succeed in defeating the Boroborans and ejecting them from his ancestral lands. And it's believed that he died of some sort of influenza brought by the Spanish in a subsequent voyage, you know, only 2, 3, 4 years after Cook left him. So things do not go well for Mai once Cook leaves him.
And is the remains of his house still there? You've been there.
I went there. The house is not there anymore. This was a house that the British built for him, you know, with a lock on it, right, so that he could protect all his various trinkets and baubles and gifts that King George had given him. But no, it was destroyed apparently in a hurricane and long, long ago. There's now basically a Jehovah's Witness church there. But you can stand on the property and look out and see the view that he would have had and get a feel for what his last days must have been like.
We are bearing away for Alaska. However, there will be a surprise. Hampton Sides is the author. The Wide, Wide Sea is the book. Imperial Ambition, First Contact, and the Fateful Final Voyage of Captain James Cook. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.